Ma'am, can you state your name?
Jennifer Padilla.
Okay, ma'am, my name is Lee Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for your hearing, but just give me a moment to get some paperwork in order.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, ma'am, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Jennifer Padilla, 318-926.
Thank you, ma'am, and good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that that form was signed on November 21st, 2017. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, John.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you. Before we get started, I need to swear you in, so Ms. Padilla and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth to help you God or so you affirm?
Yes, I do.
Sir, I do, and also want to know her release date is on December 28th, 2017.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Padilla, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read these allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, we will take further testimony from our community corrections officer, and then we will come back to you with questions. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated the conditions of community supervision, therefore the conditions of phase one. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, I do, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. I will now read from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways of company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition 12A is demonstrated by your failure to report to Behavioral Systems Southwest on September 25th, 2017, as directed on or about September 21st, 2017. Ms. Padilla, is this true or false?
True, Your Honor.
Thank you. And allegation number two, violation of condition number seven is demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about September 7, 2017 for the task LCMS lab report dated September 22nd, 2017. Ms. Padilla, is this true or false?
Also true, Your Honor.
Thank you, ma'am. Based on Ms. Padilla's admissions, I move to find her delinquent as she violated the terms and conditions of supervision and that she may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, Ms. Padilla, we're going to continue the second phase, but before we move on, I just want to give you fair notice that your sentence end date is December 28th, 2017. That's about 15 days away. And while we're not discouraging you to continue this hearing, as it is your right, there's a good possibility that the Department of Corrections could not release you any sooner than the next 15 days. So it is your right to continue with the hearing. All we're saying is, for practical reasons, when you're released on December 28, 2017, you'll be free and clear. There'll be no parole officer, no community supervision, or we can continue with this hearing. It is your choice.
I don't know, at some point in time, I'd be able to also have my say.
Absolutely, and this is why I said we're not discouraging you from continuing the hearing. We're just saying, as a matter of practicality, you'll be released on the 28th anyways, and it's your choice whether or not you want to continue.
Okay.
So we will continue with the second phase of the hearing, and you will have a chance to speak to the board in detail. We're now entering the second phase. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly with questions. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, sounds good, Your Honor. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Ms. Padilla was released from DOC custody on July 25th of 2017. She was arrested on October 30th of 2017 by the Maricopa Police Department on her condom status and was returned back to our custody on November 2nd of 2017. We have 35 condes with a community supervision end date of December 28th of 2017. Current conviction, 2017, aggravated domestic violence for 1 year. She's had one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2, a mental health score of 1, and at the time, substance abuse score of 0. There's no SCP or DNA information noted. Other arrests, 2012. Threat to intimidate, AZ, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2012, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2012, disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. And 2012, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. And she has a community risk score of G1 to B1.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Ms. Padilla. It looks like that you were approved when you left the Department of Corrections to reside with your friend Peggy Jimenez at 4759 West Cliff Street, Yuma, Arizona. Is that where you lived for the entire time of your community supervision?
Yes, Your Honor.
We have no notes that you obtained employment when you were outside of the correction system. Did you work at all?
No, Your Honor. I'm currently pregnant at the time right now. I'm actually 8 months pregnant right now.
Well, ma'am, I don't want to say anything inappropriate, but from your angle on the screen, you look very thin. So I hope you're healthy. Hope you're feeling healthy and well.
Yes.
We couldn't have told whether or not you were pregnant, but we do wish you a safe pregnancy, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Regarding programming, you were referred to Counseling and Treatment Services for Substance Abuse and Anger Management. You submitted a total of 2 fluid drug test samples. You had an oral fluid sample that tested positive for methamphetamine. I think a second one for methamphetamine. It looks like you had several positives for methamphetamine. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, I know. I did take 2 of the drug tests, or the fluid drug tests, and they both times were for methamphetamine.
Thank you. And pardon me, because I'm kind of chasing the dates through this paragraph, and so without question, there were some positives from methamphetamine. Have you been able to clean up, or did you have ongoing problems with methamphetamine?
No, I just know that at the time, not that I'm trying to find an excuse, you know, but I was dealing with a lot. Also, I had a family member that passed away in California, and I was, at the time, not struggling. But I know since then, it's time to actually be a mom, so I need to, you know, make sure that I keep bleeding. That's what I plan to do.
We certainly encourage you to pursue any counseling that's available to you inside the correction system as well as continue on the outside. As you stated, again, we're not here to judge, but yes, you know, there's health considerations for yourself and your child, and we hope that you've turned the corner on that issue.
I know that this also was a reality check for me. And, you know, I appreciate the fact that I even came here because it helped a lot.
It looks like that you failed to report to Behavioral System Southwest for residential substance abuse treatment around the time you began avoiding supervision. So what happened there, ma'am?
At the time, I didn't have no transportation. I did let my parole officer know that it was going to be hard for me to get the transportation then, because I know I've seen him, I believe, Thursday, so he gave me from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to try to find a ride on Monday, I'm from Yuma, so he wanted me to go all the way up to Tucson. And I did not have any transportation. And I did let him know. And I was trying to get there that day. And he said, as long as I got there, even past 3 o'clock, as long as I got there that day, that it would be fine. And I did anything in my power to try to get there, but it was just the whole transportation problem.
Okay, ma'am. You're missing from community supervision, and I scribbled my note very quickly. It was for over 30 days. Was it 39 days?
35
days, probably. Okay. You were missing from community supervision for 35 days. What were you doing during that time?
Honestly, I was in Yuma, and I did end up going to Maricopa to get away from Yuma. Because I know that there in that area, I know a lot of people, and I wanted what was best for me and my child. So I ended up staying over there with my boyfriend's sister, where they both were, you know, and I was sober there, I was doing good there, and I was planning on also to turn myself in. It was just also, you know, I was kind of scared at the time because I was having early contractions, which I did have to go to the hospital and get a shot for it to not have the baby early. So that was kind of my fear, just of coming in and, you know, having the baby in here.
How long have you been clean from the use of drugs?
Since the last time I had dirty, I tested dirty. That you see there on the date. Soon after that, right after I was scounded for not being able to make it to the rehabilitation program, ever since then I was clean. It's just that, like I said, it was just the whole transportation and me getting there. So it's been about three months.
I ask this more for safety reasons, not to get into your personal life, but you mentioned living with your boyfriend's sister. Is the father of the baby still in your life?
Yes.
Okay. You were arrested. A really important question, and that is, it sounds like you've already explained it, but why did you decide not to maintain contact with your parole officer?
It was more so the fact that I did let him know that day that, you know what, it was hard for me to get there, but I was having the contractions, and like I said, I was just kind of making sure that all the contractions, you know, after seeing my OBG, that everything was okay, you know, with my child. Due to the fact that I was going into early stages of labor, and I was just kind of more so scared of having him here and then having to do, you know, with whatever else was going to happen if I had the child in here and, you know, CPS or whatever get involved, and I just wanted what was best.
Okay, ma'am. And you had, it looks like that you were taken back into custody by the Maricopa Police Department. What caused the police department to make contact with you? How did that happen?
At the time, me and my boyfriend actually, we got into an argument, and I was walking away from him, and he wanted what was best for me as well, and he just wanted me, you know, to get things together, and we were both planning at the time that sooner or later I had to turn myself in, and we wanted to both take care of it before our child did come. And so, you know, so that's why he personally called the cops, so I could do the time before, you know, our child got, before our child was due, and I'm due January 9th, so.
Understood, and I have to tell you, Ms. Padilla, that's an interesting, I don't want to sound insensitive, but that's an interesting twist in the story, because that's the first time I've heard that. The boyfriend or the partner actually took the initiative to return you to the system for a greater good, and somehow that's positive. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Yes, Mr. Osborne. Mr. Neal. I've been good so far.
He might answer my question before I ask it. Let him give the information. Did you?
Yes, sir. Just from the ground, that was a couple different areas. On 9/25/17, after she had been using and they finally got her to come into the office, she did admit that she'd been using for, she's pregnant and been using for 5 months quite frequently.
Yes.
She had stated. That's when she was supposed to report to BSS and told that she did not report that a warrant would be issued. And I also want to note that on October 5th, 2017, because she was pregnant for the safety of the baby, DCS was contacted. It's most likely when she does get released, she will be getting a call from DCS.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Ms. Padilla. We're getting close to the end of our, did you have any questions?
No.
Okay. We're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make before the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else you would like to share with the board?
I just wanted to say thank you and appreciate for you guys' time. And like I said, also, I know that on the 28th, when I get released, if I don't get reinstated, I know that I won't have transportation to get picked up to go back to Yuma, because they're going to be, my transportation, which is my brother-in-law and my sister, they're going to be going to New York. And I know that it's closer to my due date, and I know that was just my biggest issue, trying to find my way back. And I don't know if I'd be by bus, but
okay. Thank you, ma'am. That's something you're going to have to work out with your CO3. The board has no control over your release plan. If should we vote that way for you to be released on December 28, 2017, but please discuss this with your CO3 or your case manager. The board's going to go into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with a decision. Okay, ma'am?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You.
The board's now in discussion. Fellow board members, I'll try to keep it short. I think this is a pretty straightforward decision as one voting board member. She clearly absconded from community supervision for 35 days. She's very open about that. And there's the reality that she was dealing with methamphetamine abuse while she was outside of the correction system, and unfortunately while she was pregnant with her baby as well. I do not find her a candidate for returning her to community supervision, but again, part of that is also driven by the fact that she only has 15 days left in the correction system, and she'll be coming out shortly regardless, but that's where I'll begin the discussion.
Agree.
Therefore, I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W3347, our discussion with Ms. Padilla, and information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Ms. Padilla was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in her criminal as a company, inasmuch that she had ongoing abuse of methamphetamine while in violation of her conditions of community supervision, as well as absconding for 35 days.
Second.
Okay, Ms. Padilla, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about December 28, 2017, which is in 15 days, and that is unfortunately after Christmas, but it will be happening shortly. Again, please work with your CO3 in terms of putting together a plan for returning to the community. We do wish you the best. We absolutely wish you continued rehabilitation from any abuse of drugs in the interest of your own health and the health of your child. And please take advantage of any programming or counseling that's available to you in these last days in the Department of Corrections. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and thank you for appearing before the board today. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor. I appreciate it. Also, I know the CO3 wanted to speak to you guys before.
Okay. If you could give the CO3 the phone, we'd appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate